Mental Breakdown. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Monday. Happy Halloween. Happy end of October.
It has to be Happy Halloween first. Because Halloween is exciting. A little bit.
And we didn't turn the clocks back this weekend. I just remembered that.
I was going
to... Because a friend of mine sent me an email or text. And the text said, are we supposed to turn our clocks back this weekend? And so I had to apologize profusely for raising that cosmic issue.
But you know what? I went back and listened, and I said, and I remember saying, if it doesn't turn back this weekend, don't listen to anything I'm saying about that. So I was wrong on that.
But somebody, was it you who said it always happens in October?
You know what? I was telling my wife that this weekend. I have no memory of it ever changing in November.
In November, right. Yeah, and it's usually on like October 21st or
28th
or something.
Yeah, so, I was...
But the scary thing about today, besides it being Halloween, because today is All Souls Day, tomorrow is All Saints Day in the Catholic Church. It was always a day of obligation. It's the end of October.
Right.
And we were discussing this last week. Everybody I have spoken to has said, where did October go?
Right.
That it just sort of flew by, no matter what your occupation is. October seemed to fly by. And we're entering the holiday season.
Yeah,
We're in the holiday season.
We're there, full-blown holiday season.
Wow. 62 days.
Until January?
No.
What?
Till Christmas or till...
Oh, no, there's less than that. Because there must be 30
62 days left in the year.
Yeah, because there's 30 days in November, and then 25, so it's only 25 days or 55 days until...
55 days to Christmas and 62 days to the end of the year. We have 62 days left in 2016.
I really like how we work out all this math on the podcast. It's awesome.
On Monday morning. Okay, but... okay, maybe.
But today, we're going to talk about Halloween today, because a lot of you will be getting out and trick-or-treating with your little ones, and we'll be spending more time outside in the dark, more tonight than we probably have, most of you have, in a long time. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk a little bit about safety, and just a smidge about a particular perspective we would like for you to consider. And so safety stuff, you know, as we were putting this together, every year you really see the same exact reminders about safety, you know, going through the candy with your kids. Don't send your kids up to houses that are dark, that don't have porch lights on, and those kinds of things.
Right.
Don't let your little ones go out alone. Make sure that they have glow sticks. Though you had that interesting article that you read that... Right.
Children are injured by glow sticks.
Yeah,
because they can be broken. They're plastic, and if they break them open, the liquid inside is a little bit caustic. It burns your eyes and burns your mouth.
You mean something that glows like that? You shouldn't eat it. Is that what you mean?
That's right. Unless, yes, you shouldn't.
it might taste good.
No,
I don't know. So
Tide Pod.
Making sure that your kids have little glow sticks or flashlights or something, just so that cars can see them, and you know, make sure that you're monitoring the little ones. So all those common safety reminders.
Right.
You know, when you get home and they have the candy, it's a great idea tonight, you know, when you get home, to sort through the candy, kind of decide how you're going to ration it out.
Right. That's right.
You know, what is your share? And what is the child's share? You have to take your taxes. So
it's a good time to teach about tithing. This is the parents' share. No, it's a good. This is another one of those teachable moments. I mean, we always talk about, look for opportunities to teach your children things, and this is a teachable moment, because you can go through all of the candy and discuss it and talk about things like brushing your teeth, and, you know, make sure that if you're eating these sticky candies that you brush your teeth. This is a nice opportunity to teach your kids how to manage this, not only the rate of consumption, because you want to have some next week, but also brushing your teeth and nutrition and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So not just safety, but use it to teach other things.
Yeah, and don't worry about rationing it out for too long of a period, because we know that the shelf life of most of that candy is about 25 years. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to go bad before too long.
Yeah, see if you can talk them into stretching it out until Christmas. You know,
that would be good.
Like
that would be good.
But we used to try to do that, but never could succeed.
It never happens. Yeah. Another thing to think about is with your child's costume. Mm-hmm. If your child is wearing a mask, you know, make sure that they can see well enough. You know, this is another safety concern that, you know, when they're walking around next to the road, you know, you want to make sure that their vision isn't too impaired so that they can see, would be able to recognize if oncoming cars and those kinds of things. So, you know, all of those little safety tidbits that we often think of.
Yep, watch out for cars. Make sure that they don't trip and stumble over, you know, curbs and obstacles. Keep them safe. This is a really focus on keeping them safe tonight.
Right. Now, another thing that's sort of a safety tip, but it's not exactly a safety tip, is we want to talk a second about the difference between fun scary and fear scary.
Right.
Halloween is, you know, well, depending on your cultural background, Halloween means something different for different people. Generally speaking, you know, Halloween is a fun time for us to sort of try on different masks, if you will, to think about scary things, to think about haunted things and that kind of stuff. And for many kids, for most kids, that's really fun. It's fun to think about those things because it's done in a way that is safe. Right. And I mean safe from the perspective of, okay, we can talk about ghosts and vampires and zombies and stuff tonight, but for some reason tonight we're not really worried about them in real life. We're just, we can talk about them and dress up as them, and then tomorrow life will get back to normal.
Right.
However, there is the, and that's the fun scary, I think. Haunted houses and things like that, that's kind of fun scary because you go in knowing that you're going to get scared and knowing that there's going to be things that's going to startle you and sort of increase that those chemicals just a little bit,
right.
make you a little bit nervous and excited. But that's the fun type of scary.
Right.
But then there's the scary type of scary. And we really need to, or the fear type of scary, and we really need to be cautious of that. Because, you know, I was talking to a little one not too long ago, and I was asking him about going trick-or-treating, and he said that his mom told him that he couldn't go. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, why can't you go trick-or-treating? And he said, because mom said that the clowns will kill us.
Right. That's right.
And that is kind of getting us into the, maybe for obvious reasons, getting us into the fear-based scary. And we want to avoid that.
Right.
Yes, there's a lot of talk and a lot of different, you know, things about this this whole idea with the clowns and the clowns trying to scare people and the clowns coming after people, and oh my goodness, you know, it's just so much about it. But we have to make sure that we're not creating fear in our kids that is unnecessary.
Right.
Fear based on the unknown that is going to cause more damage than it will safety.
Right. Don't use Halloween to frighten your children.
Right.
You know, teach them, yes, but don't teach, it's like making your children afraid of lightning. You know?
Right.
Respect, yes. Fear, no.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like, again, thinking about the clown situation, we know that, for the most part, those are individuals thinking that they're being funny,
right.
Thinking that they're doing little pranks and doing that kind of stuff, it's causing issues. I guess there was a person, a clown actually killed in Germany early last week.
Mm-hmm.
But so it is getting very serious. People are taking it very serious. But I don't know of anybody dressed as a clown that has hurt someone. A person in a clown suit has been hurt, has been killed actually. Mm-hmm. But the other way. So it is a, you know, we're going to scare you. It reminds me of back in the 90s when that Scream mask came out. And that long white mask and people were wearing it out and, you know, just really freaking people out.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to educate, we want to encourage our kids to be mindful of what's going on around them, what the, you know, what's what other people are doing and that kind of thing. But we don't want to instill fear in them that's going to be long lasting, that's going to impact other parts of their life. You know, for example, the school is having a, if the school has a party or something and they invite a clown, you don't want your kid to
freak out
and become terrified because they think that this clown is there to, to hurt them or something.
Yeah, many children are afraid of clowns anyway. Right. One, I think two of my kids were terrified of clowns. So there's already...
It's one of the most common phobias.
Right, yeah. Fear of clowns, baby dolls and clowns. So be careful of instilling those kinds of irrational fears into your children.
Yeah. So use this as a time to celebrate and enjoy the fun scary, the excited scary, the energizing scary stuff, but avoid and you know, try to get rid of that fear-based scary.
Right. And remember too that many people don't celebrate this particular event for various reasons. Sometimes it's religious, sometimes it's cultural, but not everybody celebrates this evening. And so be mindful of the differences in family or friends or neighbors, you know, if they're not participating, that's okay. Many people don't participate for one reason or another. And so let's be tolerant of each other too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Enjoy those who do participate, but let's be tolerant of those who aren't.
Right. Okay. So, all right. Well, we hope you enjoy your evening. Have a great time. Hopefully the weather will be very nice.
Well, it's been to be
nice
good and here. Cool. Right.
And so hopefully it'll be nice for you while you're getting out and sweating in those those heat conductive costumes. And so stay cool, but have a great time and enjoy your time with your kids tonight.
Right. Teachable moment.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
All right. So we'll see you tomorrow morning for another
Happy Monday.
Yeah. Right. Have a great one. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.